Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steik.
And I'm Luke Acree.
And finding and using the right technology tools can be a make or break activity in your business, from maximizing productivity to reducing stress. These are some tools. These are tools that everyone can use.
Yes.
To help them out in their business. So we're going to go over some tools today, just kind of in general of, you know, what you need to kind of get in your business. If you haven't used some of these, I would definitely recommend, because some of them are obvious. Some of them, you know, you may have heard of, you just never have actually implemented. That's the whole point of this is, hey, you got to take action on these tools, make sure they're implementing. The first one that we would say, and we say this every single time, is you've got to pick a CRM, right? You need to,
yes.
You need something that can manage the relationships in your business. The average ROI for every dollar spent on CRM software is $8.71, which is up 38% from just a few years ago and is projected to get as high as 30-1 in the near future, meaning for every dollar you spend on your CRM software, you know, you're going to make $30 back. Now, I think that's twofold. I think number one, it definitely helps businesses manage the relationships and follow up. And in fact, 85% report improved customer experiences by using their CRM, and 58% report improved customer retention,
yeah,
and loyalty from using a CRM. But I also think CRMs are getting cheaper and cheaper.
They are getting cheaper and cheaper.
So that naturally is going to increase your ROI.
Automation is the key. It's not just, I mean, it is contact management, but it's truly like you can set up some automation, whether it's automated task, automated emails going out, stuff like that is the automation is key. People are still using Excel, which is kind of crazy. Two good CRMs that we hear all the time. I'll give you three, actually. One is Follow Up Boss. If you have a team, Follow Up Boss is amazing. If you are based on calling, so you do a lot of cold calling or you do a lot of calls, Follow Up Boss is awesome. That's the CRM my brother uses. It's not the cheapest out there, so you're going to pay for it, but you pay for what you get. Another great one is KV Core that I hear all the time. I think they have 300,000 agents across the country using them. They bought Boomtown for like a whopping $330 million or something like that. Yeah. So now they have a different offering if you want a more elite CRM, but they give you a whole suite of tools. That's a great one. Sierra Interactive, I hear about all the time as well. I don't have experience with them, but I hear
Sierra Interactive.
Yeah. And then Chime. I hear about Chime, gives you a suite of tools.
MarketWatch just put out their updated list of top CRMs for 2024. Surprisingly, the best sales-focused real estate CRM is Monday.com.
No way.
Yeah, I always thought Monday.com is more of like a task management system, but this lists it as the best sales-focused real estate CRM. Pros of Monday.com include intuitive board concepts, simplifies the management of a real estate lead through the entire sales process. Mm-hmm. That is certainly valuable. And then streamlining the tasks for real estate teams by offering workflow features that enhance the CRM's capability. So there's another idea behind the whole idea of automation. You know,
what's repeatable should
be automated.
If you are an independent broker, I mean, you could use this if you're not independent, but if you're an independent broker, you're of a team and you want to basically white label a CRM, Go High Level is a great option for you. You can pay like literally $500 a month and have basically unlimited users for $500 a month. And they give you so much in that you can white label it to your company. It looks like it's your CRM. It has all the automation capabilities. It has a bunch of integration options. So we use Go High Level for some of the stuff we do right now on the paid ad side. And it's a great option that you can check out.
Yeah. One of the things you can do with it is you can build out what they call workflows. And so essentially, like if a lead, let's say you're running Facebook ads and a lead comes in, You can tell high level to send a text message to that lead. You know, you can say like, wait 1 minute, then send a text message. Then you can wait 30 seconds, send a second text message. And the way that we have it set up is then wait an hour and send an email. So you're just automating that. And as soon as that person replies, the automation stops and you pick up where you left off. Speaking of integrations, you need to start integrating all of your apps together. One of the best ways to do that is through Zapier. So Zapier has over 5,000 applications to automate your workflows. You can use the exact example that I just went through. So Zapier, if let's say your CRM that you're using now doesn't automatically or doesn't naturally connect to Facebook, you know, Facebook lead. So your CRM actually has to build a little program, little API on their side to receive that information from Facebook. If they don't have that, you can use something like Zapier. I think I said Zapier. It's Zapier.
Zapier.
Because they say, be happier with Zapier, which is pretty clever because that's how you say it, even though I said it wrong. But anyway.
And you're running IT now. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh is running our IT now at our company. So that's a good thing.
Tell?
It's a good thing, but if you have tech problems, see him.
Right. So Zapier, so what it'll do is it's a little piece of middleware that sits between Facebook, for example, and anytime a lead comes in, it'll go to Zapier, and then Zapier will send the integration to your, or the lead over to your CRM, and it just kind of ties those things together that don't have natural integration. Yep. So that's a great thing to look into. There's free accounts, and then obviously if you're doing a lot of what they call zaps, so if you're getting a lot of activity on it, they do have paid accounts, but it's very, very, very cost effective. The next thing that you have to get within your business to be more productive and to reduce stress is some level of calendar management. The people that we interview here on this podcast, the most successful people live and die by their calendar. They block out every single minute on their calendar to make sure that they are, number one, staying productive, number two, not getting distracted, number three, that gives them the ability to focus on the dollar producing, right? The highest dollar producing activities. Time blocking and managing your day reduces stress, increases productivity. And another thing that you can use, if you're not using this already, in your marketing that relates to calendar management is have people book appointments with you. So you can actually use a program like Calendly. Again, there's free versions.
We use that here.
And there's paid versions. It's amazing how much time, like I use it for people that want to book interviews with me, Or like with our recruiters, I'll give them my Calendly link, because the amount of time you spend going back and forth between send me some times that work for you, and then you send the times, and the person responds 5 hours later, like, I'll take this time. Meanwhile, like, two other people have already booked that time. And so just being able to give somebody that calendar management, book on your calendar. Yep.
A lot of these CRMs out there are already putting together their own calendar system, because I know like Go High Level has their own kind of built-in calendar system. And Calendly can integrate, especially through Zapier, can integrate with a lot of these systems that you have.
Yeah, so it actually hooks in with your current calendar so you can show people your availability when you have those openings. So if you still time block, but maybe leave some of those as free, so that you can have people book times with you. Great call to action, especially for if you're trying to meet with a buyer, you're trying to meet with the seller. You know, great call to action to have someone book their book a time on your calendar. The next thing, if you're not a graphic designer, you got to be using something like Canva. This will allow you to create beautiful graphics for your social media, for your print marketing. If you're doing presentations, maybe you're doing webinars or seminars, or you're looking to put together your listing presentations, it's a super handy tool to go in, choose one of the beautiful templates. There's a free version and a paid version for pretty much everything that we're mentioning here on this list. But I think even I, who went to school for design, I forget that Canva exists and how easy it is to use.
It's incredibly easy.
And I was just doing some mockups the other day for a QR code like idea that we wanted to put on our magazines. And instead of sitting there in Photoshop and trying to come up with a design, I found a design for a photo, you know, where you can put your photo and a QR code. And then I found a back cover ad. And I'm like, man, it's just so easy and gives you, it's a great place for inspiration.
Now, I know Canva has some AI built in.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for another option from an AI standpoint, adcreative.ai is something we have tested out. You know, it's okay. It's not like perfect for what we were looking for. But in terms of like creating ads for you and the creative and even the copy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you can check out adcreative.ai, and it's not very expensive at all. You can go test it out.
Yeah. Another really cool AI tool, just kind of as we're on that topic, if you are creating ads and maybe you don't have, you know, like a licensed photo, like we use Getty Images. So we pay a lot of money to license stock photography. You can use Midjourney.
Oh, yeah.
So Midjourney is really cool. If you've ever used Discord, it actually connects through Discord. But Midjourney is an image AI piece of software where you can go in and you can tell Midjourney what you wanted to create, and it'll shoot back different versions for you. You can then pick from, it'll give you four different versions. You can pick the version that you like. You can create additional variations out of it. You can upscale it to make it larger. It's a really neat way. And what we found it working really well in is this sort of this interrupt, this pattern interrupt, this visual interrupt. And I think we talked about this maybe in a couple episodes ago, where AI images live in this like uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Where it's
you can
not
still
quite
tell it's AI.
Real, yeah. But you don't know it's 100% fake. So it really captures people's attention, and we do it to create like images of homes and different areas and things like that. So that's another thing that you can test out. It's fun to use, and it's pretty cheap.
Pretty,
it's like $15 a month.
And the images you can create.
Yeah. The next one, if you don't have time in your business, maybe you don't want to go to Canva, build your own stuff, you can hire people online for very inexpensively. So affordable freelancers you can hire at Fiverr.com. So Fiverr. They can edit videos for you. They can create YouTube thumbnails for you. The payment method is insanely easy. You pay right through Fiverr. It goes to the freelancer. They'll oftentimes give you multiple versions back. You can work with them to get a version that you like. If you find someone that you like on Fiverr, then you can begin working with them regularly. If you're making YouTube content, you know that one of the most important things in your YouTube videos is the thumbnail.
Yeah.
It's the majority of the reason why someone will click on your video is because of that thumbnail. And if you're having trouble getting those clicks, you can find a professional on Fiverr and hire.
Yeah, for anything creative, Fiverr is just unbelievable.
We do it to translate our magazines.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, to Spanish. Yeah, we use Fiverr.
And it costs us what? $500?
No, not that much.
100?
Like a fifth of that. Yeah.
What are you taking the other money? I saw $500 come through.
Did you?
I'm just kidding.
I needed to afford my Midjourney subscription.
Yeah, exactly.
The next thing that you want to make sure you have in your business is social media automation. So you can use a platform like Buffer, Hootsuite, another one called Later. We have our own social media automation. So the amount of time that you're spending, number one, you got to be posting.
Ignore the first ones. The best one is Reminder Media, shameless plug.
Well, because it's the one piece of social media automation that
you love us.
We create the content for you.
Yeah. You get unique content.
All of these other ones, you got to go out and get your own content. Number one, we create the content for you. But secondly, if you're posting like our articles on Facebook, when people click through that article, they're going to see that branded to you.
Yeah, the content is your content.
Yeah, it'll be your photo,
your
logo.
We give you thousands of pieces of content, and then we automate it schedule-wise. Like you can post, you can create your own schedule, but you can use our, what do we call it? Our social media automation to create a schedule for you.
Yeah.
But I mean, Hootsuite and Buffer and stuff like that is great too.
Yeah.
But shameless plug for Reminder Media. I think it's the best tool of 2024.
Yeah. You've got to be posting real, authentic content. We talk about this all the time on the podcast, but you also need that activity. People need to come to your site. They need to see educational content, entertaining content, endearing content. We offer all of that for you. You can choose which categories to post from. You can choose which categories to exclude. You choose your frequency and it just builds it automatically for you. All right. And then the next thing is you got to get organized. I found one of the best tools that I've really taken advantage of over the last year or so is a tool like Evernote. So any sort of note-taking tool.
He's using it right now.
It's how I use my podcast.
To do this podcast.
Yeah, I've got work stuff. I've got my standing meetings, my project meetings, my one-on-ones, my motivational resources. I've got my house notes. It's where
Am I in there for your motivational resources?
No, you're in here on my one-on-ones.
Oh,
let me see. Hold on a second. Motivational resources.
I don't have a tab within your motivational resources.
Luke Avery.
Jeez. What's going on here?
But it's also a great way to keep track of like even something like receipts. You're a business owner, you have to keep track of that kind of stuff. You can keep track of your receipts, you can keep track of key documents, you can record voice messages. They've added a ton of features on Evernote since I first started using it probably 10 years ago. And then the last thing that you want to make sure you have in your business, which we talked about a little bit, is some form of marketing automation.
Yes.
Right. So we talked about high level, that'll give you some marketing automation. You can use something like ManyChat on your social media to automate conversations back and forth. You want to get some sort of email drip. You want to get some sort of print drip. Again, Reminder Media can help you with all that. We can set up 26 touch points for your digital, your email, another 6-7 touch points for your print going out each year. Make sure, we always say don't automate the marketing, don't automate the relationships. All that your marketing is doing and all that this automation is doing is giving you the opportunity to make that connection and take that conversation offline.
Bingo.
Person to person, voice to voice, text to text, whatever that is, making sure that you are using that as a way to stay in front of your clients. But then most importantly, you're coming behind and adding the human element
Think about it like an example for you would be like your open house. If you did an open house, somebody comes in, they sign in to your sign-in sheet on your open house. When you enter that into your system, if it was a paper sign-in sheet, what happens? Like, what are the events that fire and are automated to go out? If somebody fills in the, you know, automated, maybe they fill in the form on a landing page you have for your open house, what happens as soon as that triggers in your system? That's the automation that you want, because you don't have time to trigger out all those emails to make sure that the tasks are firing. And that's what a good system, to tie it back to the very opening of a CRM, that's what a good CRM will give you.
Absolutely. So there you go. There's the 8 tools that you need to get in your business in 2024. Thank you so much for listening. You can head on over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and the video of this episode. And if you like this episode and want to show your support, go to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review along with a comment. You can also review us on Spotify. We'd super appreciate that. And then, of course, we'll read any comments that we receive here on the show. And the best way to support the show is share this episode with somebody that you know. How do you deal with a fear of speed bumps? How do you deal with a fear of speed bumps?
You get over it.
Yeah, that was a guess too. Nice.
Good job.
Yeah. If you want to get a hold of me or Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Syke.
Guys, I'm Luke Acree. Your action item on this episode is to give back to the community by commenting. Please comment either on our YouTube or on Spotify, right? You can make comments on Spotify.
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought you could.
But you can on Apple
Podcasts. Maybe you just answer questions on Spotify. Okay, you can on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
But let us know what your favorite tool is for your business in 2024, whether it's a tech tool, maybe it's a lead gen tool or something like that. We want to know what your favorite tool is, give back to the community. And if everybody does that, then you guys can go and see those comments and you can see all the different options that people are saying. So, hey, appreciate you. Remember, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.